because some musicians are still alive. Not dead yet. On KX93.5.
The last couple years have been rough. We've lost a lot of amazing, iconic musicians. Luckily, they left us, you know, an incredible legacy. And we, that's actually how I got involved, ironically, with KX93.5 in a roundabout way. It kind of all started with the Dave Bowie tribute concert after he passed away. And then I also took part in the Prince tribute concert. And that's kind of when I started interning here. So that was some of my first memories of working with KX93.5 was partnering up with Marine Room and throwing those tribute concerts to David Bowie, Prince. We did one for Elvis. More recently, there was one for Tom Petty. But we have a segment here at KX93.5 called Not Dead Yet, because we also like to celebrate the ones we still have, the ones who are still going strong after all these years, after, you know, decades, sometimes 50 plus years of performing, recording, releasing music. Today, we are going to take a moment to honor Tony Bennett. He's 91 years old, 91 years, 6 months, 10 days old to be exact, born August 3rd, 1926. And you know that Tony Bennett's never going to stop until, you know, he's forced to. So he was born Anthony Dominic Benedetto in Queens, New York. And here's some things you might not know about him. We all know that he's, you know, a Grammy Award-winning singer, mostly jazz. He likes to do duets with people like Lady Gaga, who you'd never even imagine he'd sing with. But all right, here's some other stuff you probably don't know. I didn't know. Tony Bennett is also a painter. He's created works under the name Anthony Benedetto, his birth name, that are permanently public or on permanent public display in several institutions. I don't know if the Laguna Art Museum auctioned any of them off at their centennial bash last weekend. But yeah, Tony Bennett, he's a painter. He's also the founder of the Frank Sinatra School of the Arts in Astoria, Queens, New York. Born and raised there, and he began singing at an early age. And he fought in the final stages of World War II as a U.S. Army infantryman in the European theater. So he's also a veteran. He won 18 Grammy Awards, including a Lifetime Achievement Award presented in 2001, two Emmy Awards, and was named an NEA Jazz Master and a Kennedy Center honoree. He sold over 50 million records worldwide. That's insane. That's just amazing. So, Tony Bennett, this is for you. You're not dead yet, and we're very, very happy about that. I'm going to play one of my favorite Tony Bennett songs. It's a duet with Michael Bublé, Don't Get Around Much Anymore. It's Daily Scramble Live, KX93.5. Here's Tony.
Missed the Saturday dance. Heard they crowded the floor. Couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore.
I thought I'd visit the club.
Yeah, Michael.
Got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. Don't get around much anymore.
Darling, I guess that my mind's more at ease.
Oh, nevertheless, why stir up memories?
I've been invited on dates.
Might have gone, but what for?
It's awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I might have gone, but what for? It's awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore.
Tony Bennett, he's not dead yet, guys. 91 years old, still going strong. That was Don't Get Around Much Anymore. He did that with Michael Bublé on his album Duets 2. And we love you, Tony.